All right, we're going to start here at this particular point. I'm just decided to make a short audio message, and I'm kind of like not sure why I'm doing this, but it's kind of decided to do it this way instead of doing it by putting up on Blog Talk. It's just gonna, I can't do that until 1 o'clock, and I really want to get to a resting point a little sooner than that. There might be some background noise. Sorry about that. That's just the way my place sounds right now. But I did, there's a lot of energies that are really pointing us towards a conclusion of sorts of things that have been going on. And a lot of things being cleared up, a lot of things being cleaned up. There's also, by the way, there was a new Gaia portal that just came out. Let me take a look at that over y'all. Oh yes, here's. Oh, okay, that's what was kind of hitting me. Thoroughfares of energetic pathways have been cleared. I haven't even posted this yet. This is like 9 days after the previous one. Let me just take a look at that. Let me just read that for you. I will say that thoroughfares of, hold on, I just lost it again. There we go. I'm recording this on Audacity. So, thoroughfares of energetic pathways have been cleared. Higher levelers are succeeding in the Hue being area, Hue small h. Presumably, that means like the 3D lower earth level. Or in the Hue being arena. Higher, okay, let's start again. Thoroughfares of energetic pathways have been cleared. Higher levelers are succeeding in the Hue being arena. Nocturnal living is finished. Nocturnal, okay. Levitations into higher consciousness become commonplace. Wow. As I was reading that, that's why I like to read these things sometimes. It's almost like, well, nocturnal living is finished. So it's almost like it's kind of telling us that the energies to me are saying that nocturnal living in the sleep state is done, finished. It can't be done anymore. Now, that doesn't specify exactly what that means, but I can tell you what it means for me is that it's time, we're going to People are going to, a lot of people are going to find it impossible to avoid, oh, looking at things and seeing that, holy crap, I've been putting my faith in this guy or this person, that person. And they're going to start finding out that, oh, all that faith that they put out there, belief in this and belief in that, has really been a belief in either in darkness or it's a belief in, it's just not reality anymore. So this kind of thing was, in fact, this show, it's not really a show. It's just going to be an audio. I'm not going to put any notes in with it right away. But the whole thing was I felt I had to get something out on an audio way. So here we are on the audio way talking about the thoroughfares of energetic pathways have been cleared. And the higher levelers, to me, a lot of times this just means sort of leveling the ground, leveling the ground level. They are succeeding in the Hue being area. In other words, the Hue being normal humanity. They're succeeding in leveling that playing field or whatever you want to call it. And because it just came out after, I just got this message just after posting a blog post about American Made, the movie. And I was kind of, there's parts of me that were blown away by some of the revelations that came out there. And then on top of that, at the very end of that post, there's a link to a video that I watched, and I can tell you it was about 1 hour 40 minutes, and that really also kind of blew parts of me not away, but awake. Blew me awake. I really hadn't paid much. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details about that. Take a look at it, read it, view the video if you want to. You can download it as a hard, you know, a hard digital thing. You can download it in case it would ever get taken off YouTube. But that was pretty unveiling for me. Nocturnal living. In other words, living in this sort of state where it's not that you have to like everything that's going has happened, but it's like you. To me, this is the first time I actually saw these people, these videos, and the operations. It's partly is about the operations of the CIA. Part of it is about drug trafficking, but part of it is about some people that, you know, are kind of famous. Nocturnal living is finished, done. You can try and do it, I'm sure. You can try and ignore it, but you're going to struggle. I can tell you, I know that there are people who are struggling with that. What I posted at the end of that American-made post. And it's kind of like, to me, I just observed it and I said, oh, of course, yes. All right. And there's no real emotional attachment. But there's a lot of things that I think we're being awakened to things. Anything that we're being, that we've been asleep to is going to be brought out. It's going to be unveiled. So, the final line, you know, levitations into higher consciousness, levitations, meaning leaving the ground. I'm levitating into higher consciousness. But this doesn't mean about just physically leaving the ground, but to me it means levitation, leaving the lower levels of consciousness to the higher ones. And it's going to become commonplace. So, according to the Gaia Portal. So, all I can say is, hey, let's have some fun with it, and we're going to have fun with it. So, you know, synchronicities, and synchronicities are coming like wild. Hold on a second. I'm just reaching over here for my wallet, for my thing that I keep my receipts in. I went to Costco tonight, and I filled up with gas. And, you know, here you can see, these are receipts I'm fiddling around with here. There's one of them here we go. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. So anyway, my gas receipt had these numbers on it. This is the way it's listed on the gas pump at Costco. The cost was 22.77, that's how much it cost. Then the gallons were 7.444. I noticed that right away. So there's like a 2. So as I read it on the pump, it was like 22 and then 777444. Now, I'm sure there's stuff about that. Let's take a look at it right now. That's why I don't like to do video things sometimes. It's like, now I can do this just sort of almost in my sleep here. But I just turned the lights on so I can see this a little better. 2-2, the angels, and this very well applies to everybody. So the angels can see the positive results of your prayers, and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven, okay, or in the universe. Wow, bingo. Number, and then finally, this is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. Well, holy crap with that. So that can apply to all of us. Now, the 777, let's see. Boy, does it have, yeah, it should have that. If it goes up to a 999. So the 777, I'm going to read that next. Though I'm reading it from Angel Numbers 101, Doreen Virtue. You are definitely on the right path in every area of your life. Stay balanced and spiritually aware so that you can continue moving forward on this illuminated path. Now, again, yes, that can apply to me. However, I do feel it's applying to anyone who listened to this message. It's going to be a shorter message than usual. So I'll read that one more time. 777. You are definitely on the right path in every area of your life. Stay balanced and spiritually aware so that you can continue moving forward on this illuminated path. Wow. Okay, so last one, 444. This better be a good one. I'll probably put these in the blog post when I put it up just very shortly. 444 takes two pages. Okay. There are angels. They're everywhere around you. You are completely loved, supported, and guided by many heavenly beings, and you have nothing to fear. So we've got these three put together thanks to Costco, thanks to my car using gas that I have to fill it up once in a while and that I always keep it full. And so we get this 2-2-2-7-7-7-4-4. And it's very much connected with this Gaia portal that thoroughfares of energetic pathways have been cleared. Higher levelers are succeeding in the hue being arena. Nocturnal living is finished. Levitations in the higher consciousness become commonplace. So, and it's like for a lot of people who are maybe not quite as illuminated as we are, who listen to this, that illuminated to the whole picture of what's going on, then it's like there might be a lot of folks who are kind of maybe upset, but I know quite a few people who are, you know, you have to, I won't say you have to do anything, but for myself, it's like I realize that we're traveling at all times with beings who are helping us. And of course, a lot, you know, we can look at them as galactic beings, as cosmic beings, as, you know, whether they're the Pleiadians. I mean, I'm talking with somebody else, a couple other people in a variety. I'm talking to a couple other people the last few days about the Andromedans and just about, you know, how connected we are and everything like that, even though that, you know, I live in Hawaii, somebody else lives in the U.S. or someone else lives across the ocean or something like that. We're all connected. And we have connections with particular angels. You know, to me now, I don't look at angels as just these, oh, fantasy beings that you just go to church. It's none of that stuff. It's like now I realize that they're probably from another, either other systems, but they're on higher energetic levels, that they live there and that they are guides. So all I can say is I'm glad I've made this message. It's going to be a short one. I'm going to end it before 15 minutes, but I just felt I had to share that, and I will first process this audio a little bit, and then I will put this up on the KP blog. It will not be, I might eventually upload it to the KP Radio Hawaii thing, but in any event, just quite a lot of things are going on right now, quite a lot of unveilings, and to me, this was a major unveiling. I'd never watched that movie. I found it very entertaining. I really loved the movie. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. There's nothing really dark about it. There's nothing really, no one really gets, it's not like where you see stuff, dark stuff happening, but there is a lot of dark stuff in the background. You definitely know that. But the whole thing that connected with this Gaia portal, which I say, you know, recommend that you read if you haven't read it yet. I will post it right after this. But man, illuminations are happening all over the place. And the final top off today, of course, was this Costco receipt was when I get the gas to fill up with it, 2-2-7-7-7-4-4-4. So in any event, I better end this soon because I got two more things to post before I release myself to the higher realms of working in the higher realms during sleep time. So we'll talk later. Aloha, a hui ho, no brother is, but we send blessings to all. And with that, we say aloha.